are listening to All Things Azeroth. Your World of Warcraft podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Medros and Grace.
Hey there, welcome back to another Ozpodmo. This is the number 10, I believe. And we will be talking a little bit today, this point in time, about the Death Knight starting area. Now, I was originally planning to have you listen in as I completed the quests, as I explored the starting area and did all of that, and then Blizzard shut the servers down. Yeah, sorry about that. So I've already done the starting area. I've done the full starting area twice. I did it on Isen, who was just a throwaway Death Knight originally, and ended up being the only one to actually fully complete that starting area for the first month and a half I was in beta. And the second one was Conro, which is the name of the Death Knight that I'll be creating on the home realm I have of Argent Dawn. Now, the two different ones, one was done in the early stages, and there were several parts of the quest that were not completed. And then there was a second one, Conro, that did them all as they were meant to be done, as you'll probably do them in the expansion. Now, the starting area is a really extensive, really long, and really drawn-out place. There's a lot of stuff to do, and the idea behind it is to go from being a Death Knight in greens, who knows nothing, who is useless, except for the fact that he has a few key spells like Death Grip, which is, of course, a level 55 ability that you get at the starting experience and is one of the first abilities you get. So the idea is, again, as I said in the last episode that I talked about Death Knights, you go from being level 55 to 58, and you go from being a Death Knight in greens to a Death Knight in kick-ass blues who can pretty much take on anything in Old Azeroth, except for maybe, like, some of the dungeon bosses, maybe. I actually haven't gone to that point with the Death Knight, any of my Death Knights, I went right to Outlands. I didn't bother with any of the stuff in Azeroth because it just wasn't worth it to me. I did go back for some gathering for my herbs, but then I just transferred over my herb mule and he had all the herbs I needed, so I only did like a little bit of herbalism there and then I just dropped it because I wanted to try Inscription and he was the only tomb that could do it. So you start off in front of the very Lich King himself, the big bad, the big boss, the guy who's the end of the Northrend experience, basically. Or he will be at 3.3 when it comes out, maybe like in a year and a half. So you start off going to Instructor Resuvius from a quest from the Lich King. You learn how to make a rune blade, how to forge it, and all that other stuff. And then you go take out some initiates that weren't quite up to snuff. They weren't quite what you wanted in a Death Knight. And then you're done up in Acherus. You then are sent down to explore the Havenshire New Avalon area, and you figure out where to go from there, essentially. Basically, you siphon, but in siphoning, you're exploring those areas, and you have different abilities. The bubble is not easy to kill, but it can be killed, so I recommend using the stealth ability as best possible. Drop ghouls before you begin siphoning a place, just so you can distract some of the mobs below, so they're not all attacking you at once, or you're going to be popping back to Acherus to get another bubble and continuing on your way. When you're done with that, you go back, then you're sent to talk to our good friend Darian Mograine, who is the leader of the Death Knights of Acherus. At this point, I believe that the Lich King has gone back to Northrend, if he was there at all, I'm not sure. I don't recall if he was a sort of a hologram-based thing, or one of the many visions we see of him in Northrend. Of course, you'll see that when the expansion launches in a few days. So you go down, you explore, you talk to Mograine, he sends you down to Scourge Commander Thalinor, who is one of the rogue blood elves down in the area called the Death's Breach. You go down there, and this is where you start getting some of your core abilities. So what you do is you get several quests right off the start. You have to go collect arrows, you have to go kill some citizens, kill some scarlets, and you have to take a horse. You have to also duel 5 Death Knight initiates. So my advice would be to, of course, start with the Death Knight Initiates. They're very easy to kill. Just make sure you eat or bandage between them. At this point, you will not actually have any rune cloth, but you should get some as you progress through the experience. You start off with 270 in first aid, but you also start off with the heavy rune cloth bandages ability. So you don't need to go to Theramore to learn anything else, but you also need to get a lot of rune cloth to get up to there. So basically, you can make the regular rune cloth bandages or the heavy when you get your cloth. My advice would be to use the rune cloth to make the regular rune cloth bandages until you get your heavy, but this isn't a first aid show. So basically, then you go on and you check out. Once you've completed your Death Knight Initiates, you then go down and you go to attack some Scarlets. The Scarlets are pretty easy to get. You will find most of them easy. I would recommend killing the soldiers because they're going to help you level your weapon skill as well as helping you learn your abilities, whereas the citizens will just cower in front of you. I believe the soldiers actually give you more XP, but that isn't proven because I don't have that ability to test that at this point. So once you've killed all your Scarlets, done your Death Knight Initiates, you'll want to go steal your horse and ride it back. If you do not have bar mods, what will pop up is a new section of the bars. I have screenshots, I believe, of it. It looks really cool. I'd recommend checking that out if you have any chance. If you don't see that when you get your horse, disable your bar mod. It is worth it, trust me. So you steal the horse, ride it back, turn it in, complete the quest. But now you still got to get your arrows, and you still got to get your citizens of Havenshire. You can do this in both in the same area. So when you went down the first time, you probably went down the left-hand side of Death's Hand if you face out from away from Acherus and out towards the coast of Eastern Plaguelands. So what you'll do now is you're going to go the right side, and that'll take you down in, near the lumber mill and the farms. There's lots of arrows down there, and that's where the citizens of Havenshire flee to. There's two paths into New Avalon that they flee on. I'd recommend taking the one closest to the coast. It is, if you're looking at your map, it is the one on the right-hand side. In the farms, you'll see wolves or dogs or whatever, and there's lots of arrows in there. Often you'll find that a citizen of Havenshire will get impaled by an arrow. And as I said last time when I was talking about the overall Death Knight starting experience, there are some quests that are going to disturb you. Basically, you can kill the citizen of Havenshire, get credit for that, and take the arrow out of them when they're dead. And that will give you credit for both of the quests. So you have to kill 10 of your citizens of Havenshire, I believe, and you have to collect 15 arrows. Once you've collected those, you go back and you turn those in. Once you've turned all of your quests in, you can talk to Sullinar the Horseman, and he'll give you the follow-up quest to the Grand Theft Palomino quest, which is Into the Realm of Shadows, where you have to engage and defeat a Dark Rider of Acherus, and you'll get his horse. Take it back, use the ability to summon the Rider, I believe it's called, and he will tell you to talk to him when you leave the Shadow Realm. Once you've done that, you go up to him, you'll get the ability to summon your own Death Charger. Now you have your own mount. It's an epic mount, you're level 55, Yes, I know. You're 5 levels early, not a big deal. So I'd recommend equipping that into a bar, making sure you have a hotkey for that to easily mount. I use the tilde key, which is right above my tab key. I don't use that for anything else, and it's very easy to get to, except when you're trying to have it escape, and you accidentally hit that because it's too close, and end up dismounting in the air. Great if you're a paladin, bad if you're about any other class I play. Of course, if you're a druid and you're in flight form, then it's a little bit easier. But anyways, moving along. So once you're done that, you go get some other quests. Some of these quests will include going into the Havenshire Mines to turn some of the miners there. This is a really hard quest to do because it's not hard like it's going to kill you. It's very time consuming because it'll take you probably 20, maybe 30 miners on occasion to get the 5 ghouls you need. The rest will turn into ghosts. Those ghosts do drop cloth, so there's your first aid skill being leveled up. Now, the problem I had personally doing that quest is that there's not really, how could I put it? There's not an overly easy way to do it simply, and when the expansion comes out, that place is going to be swarming and impossible to get anybody in. I don't really know what to suggest other than wait. So once you have your five ghouls, you'll go back to Gothic, who will send you back to Valinor, and you'll get an attack of opportunity. The attack of opportunity sends you to go and pretend you're a minecart. You essentially climb into a minecart. You get taken aboard some ships. As you're passing, you'll see several hundred of the Scarlet Crusaders. They're planning to take a trip. I wonder where they're going. We'll find that out soon enough. So you get on the ship. They've got cannons there. My advice with the cannons, I would find the one place you can find with the largest number of Scarlet Crusaders in one area, and aim for that. Once you have fired your first shot, aim for the bottom of the ramp leading up to the ship. This will help you in two ways, because all of those Scarlet Crusaders that are left over from your first attack, they're now going to be trying to come kill you. They're going to try and flood the boat with people and try and kill you as quickly as they can. You don't want them to do that, because you don't want to die. If you aim for the bottom of the ramp and fire every chance you can, you will almost entirely and almost certainly have enough of your mobs by the time you're done. You'll essentially keep firing and occasionally use your repelling thing. I'm not sure exactly what it's called. And you will essentially get... How can I put it? You essentially be able to kill all the ones you want in a short period of time. Once you're done, you click on the escape to Acherus or whatever, and you fly back to Death's Breach. It's 100 guys you need. It's not that hard to do, especially with the cannon. It does massive damage. If you're one of those people who likes to look at the big numbers as they scroll by, you're going to love it, because you're going to see lots of numbers in a very short period of time, and you'll have your 100 shortly. If you do die, if this is your first death, since you've been back to Acherus, you will get a summons from a Valkyrie Battle Maiden. Valkyrie Battle Maiden. The Battle Maiden will, I believe, will res you once for every time you return to Acherus, though I'm not sure the frequency or if there's a time limit on them. I didn't do the math on that. If you do die aboard the ship, you'll get rezzed, as I said, if it's your first time. And once you're back at Death's Breach, you'll be sent back up to talk to High Lord Morgraine. Ailey, who's joined me in the Stick'em chat, says they made the ghoul spawn more often due to the number of players. I'm not sure I agree with that, because I was there doing my recording about a week and a half ago, and it was still pretty hard. I still had to kill about 20 of them to get it. It may have been changed since, but that was what it was as of 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, somewhere around there. The lightning cat attack is definitely nice. It's 10-minute cooldown. That's the one when you're on the ship, right? The repelling one? Okay, Ailey says that the res from the Valkyrie Battle Maiden is a 10-minute cooldown. So every 10 minutes you can be rezzed. I'm assuming that does not matter if you go back to the necropolis above or not. I'm assuming it's just a simple 10-minute cooldown. So after you are, when you go back to Acherus, you should be 56 by now. If you have done everything as you should have and everything's good, you should definitely be 56 by now, and you should be able to train. There's some spells, nothing super great, but you should also have some of your talent points by now. It's good at this point to look at your talent trees, decide what you're going to choose between Blood, Unholy, and Frost. When you return back down to Death's Breach, the game changes. It's part of the phasing effect that we have spoken of before on the podcast here. And the land below will have changed. Look of the change will be done, and a few things will be different. So once you go back down, you'll be sent over to go to the Crypts of Remembrance. Along the way, you can get the quest, the Plaguebringer's request. This is from Noth the Plaguebringer, who requests you get him an empty cauldron, iron chain, and 10 Crusader skulls. Now, before we continue on the rest of it, I do want to point out, you can hold more than 10 Crusader Skulls. I recommend holding more than 10 Crusader Skulls. Unfortunately, they are bind on pickup, so you cannot trade them with other people, nor can you buy them from other people. I will tell you in a moment why you'd want to have more than the 10 you require for the quest. Once you get to the Crypts of Remembrance, you'll talk to Prince Keliseth, who will give you a quest to kill Mayor Quimby. Yes, blatant Simpsons reference, and the new Avalon Registry. You'll also talk to an old friend of ours, Baron Rivendare. Baron Rivendare will ask you to slay 10 Scarlet Crusade soldiers and 15 citizens of New Avalon. Now, the citizens are a little bit more frisky than the fleeing citizens of Havenshire that we had last time, but they as they will attack you occasionally, but they're still very easy to kill. If you go to the town hall where you have to kill Mayor Quimby, you'll find there'll be a fair number of mobs there you can kill as well. There'll be lots in the courtyard of the town hall, because they're trying to talk to Mayor Quimby and find out why he has abandoned them. He's a coward. He is inside. You'll kill him inside. And as you search for the first things I mentioned in the Plaguebringer's request, you'll find the other soldiers you need for that quest. The last quest you'll get down there is how to win friends and influence enemies. Once you have completed Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide, you'll get that quest. Okay, so when you do this quest, you need to use the items in his Ornately Jeweled box, which you'll find to be a Kel'Seth's Persuader, a one-handed sword, that you will use to convince some of the Scarlet soldiers to give you what you want, which is some information. Now again, as you're going through this, a lot of the stuff that you're going to be getting is going to be coming from these quests. Your armor, your trinkets, all the blue items you're going to be getting, as well as some gold. And as I recall from my first time going through the starting experience, the gold you'll get from this is significantly more improved. You should end the starting experience with about 20 to 30 gold, depending on if you've gotten a lot of, you know, vendor trash and stuff like that. So again, you'll be beating up the Scarlet Crusaders until they tell you what you want to know, and then you'll go back. So the second part of the Plaguebringer's request, once you have the Empty Cauldron, the Iron Chains, and the Crusader Skulls, is Noth Special Brew. You'll receive 5 Noth Special Brew from turning in those items. You want to get more, because the Noth Special Brew is something you'll need as a Death Knight. The Noth Special Brew restores 1,500 to 2,500 health and 50 runic power. This item here, this is your Rejuvenation Potion. It gives you your runic power and your health back so that you can continue to fight. And trust me, you'll want your runic power. Some of your abilities that are your biggest damage dealers will be the stuff that you'll get. Ailey in the chat says he's fat, which is, I'm assuming, referring to Mayor Quimby, much like the Mayor Quimby in The Simpsons was. And in regards to the Persuaders, I believe is what she's saying the next was, this quest was hard, I had to do it naked because I kept killing them before they answered. Yes, that's definitely something to take into consideration, because they are quite easy to kill. I just ended up killing them until one of them finally gave in. That is one option to start removing stuff that gives you additional bonuses, and just use the Persuader, no other special abilities. But in the end, even if you kill them, you still get more stuff. And once you've persuaded them, you head back and turn in all of your quests. And this will give you another phase, essentially. So once you have turned in the non-special brew, that area will be available to you until you're done your starting experience. I do not believe that it's available afterwards, because I believe not the Plaguebringer is part of the people you kill later. But it will give you a chance to do as many of those turn-ins as you can right up until the end. So behind the Scarlet Lines, we'll send you back to the town. Another building in the back is called the Scarlet Tavern. There are several Death Knights there that you'll want to talk to for quests, and they will give you a variety of different quests to do from there on. So the first one that you'll want to do is Path of the Righteous Crusader. This quest will send you to get the new Avalon patrol schedule. You'll want to go to the barracks, which you discovered in your first quest, going down in the little bubble, so you can find it again, no problem. So Path of Righteousness and Brothers in Death will both send you to the Scarlet Hold. It's the barracks type building. You'll want to go into there and do the two quests. By the looks of it, they're very easy. One is to rescue a guy from the chains or the torture machine there anyway. So I believe you rescue the mob that you're the Kultira Deathweaver there, and while you're in the building, you can grab the new Avalon patrol schedule. Once you go to do the two quests in the Scarlet Hold, I recommend doing the Path of the Righteous Crusader first, because that's just grabbing something quick. Brothers in Death's a little more difficult, because you basically stand with Kultira Deathweaver as you get attacked by different mobs. There's a bubble that they spawn, it's the anti-magic bubble, and basically you essentially try and fight through it until High Inquisitor Valroth appears, and you can complete the Bloody Breakout, which is what given to you by Kultira Deathweaver. Now you return to the tavern, and Thessarion will send you to the chapel nearby for a cry of vengeance. Once you have completed the quests at the Scarlet Hold, They send you to the chapel nearby for a cry of vengeance. When you get there, you're given a quest. Now, this basically depends on your race. There is going to be basically one person of each race there, and you'll be ordered to kill the person of your race. There's Melar Bravehorn. There is Ellen Stanbridge. I believe that's the human one. There's Yasmina Oakenthorn, Donovan Pullfrost, and so on. There's literally one for each race, and you're ordered to kill them. There's an event. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of, you really shouldn't do this, but I know you have to, and you remember your past. And basically, the person is trying to reach out to you to make you remember where you came from and how good of a person you are and all that good stuff. Then once you are done that, you go back to Thessarion at the Scarlet Tavern in New Avalon with news of your victory over one of the evil, evil people who are trying to bring down the Death Knights of Acheris. So when you get back to the tavern, you're told to report to the Scarlet Overlook to the east and use your cover. It's an item in your bag. When the courier emerges, you jump him and you complete ambush at the Overlook. You do not go down the path because there's elites there. If you go down the path, you will die. Once you have used your disguise, you can reuse it. I'd recommend do not delete it until you are certain that you can complete it, because to be absolutely and completely honest with you, it's going to be camped. There's only one courier. There's probably going to be 10 to 12 Death Knights waiting for him, and it's essentially who gets the kill credit. That's the big thing about what will happen and what will be the occasion of who gets it. Essentially, who gets kill credit, who gets the most damage, or whatever Blizzard decides in regards to assigning credit. Now, you will go down there at some point. This is not the time, though. So, basically, when you do go down there, you're going to disguise yourself as the Scarlet Courier. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to give High General Abendus the wrong message. You're going to sort of give them a slightly different message than they planned. So you take the message down to the harbor, give it to Abendus, and basically the plan is that Abendus is going to give you all the information you need to figure out what the Scarlet Onslaught or Scarlet Crusaders are planning. You get a book from the High General, which you then take back to the Scarlet Tavern. And you realize that they're planning to take a trip north. They're going to take their fight to the Lich King. They're planning to travel to Northrend. So basically the book you were given was planned for somebody else. Basically you're going to give a different message to the person it was intended for. This is the point when you are sent back up to the Ebon Hold. But this time you get to take this nice purple gate. It's called the Death Gate. It's really cool. Sort of awesome, and you also get some gold and some armor out of it as well. So this is the end of that phase of the Death Knight starting experience, and we then begin to work towards the end of the experience. Up until now, you've had a lot of quests that have sent you all the different places. You've been killing various different people and just sort of trying to get in the way of the Scarlet Crusaders from doing what they're planning to do. Well, you're going to take it up a notch, I suppose, in the next one. From here on until the end of the experience, you're probably only going to have 5 or 6 quests. This is not to say that they're not going to be important quests, big quests, or useful quests. They are very big, very important, very useful. They are just different than what you might have expected, I suppose, is the best way I can put it. And things will be going differently than they were before. So while you're previously just, you know, sort of picking at the Scarlet Crusaders, now you're going to create all-out war upon them. Not that there's a lot of them left, because, of course, you killed many of them on the boat, you killed many of them in different quests, and so on and so forth. So, High Lord Darian Morgraine sends you back down, and you see our good friend, the Lich King, again. The Lich King tells you that, well, we have to take care of these Scarlet Crusaders for once and for all. He has commanded you to eradicate the Scarlet Crusade. You get a Horn of the Frost Brood to call forth a Frost Brood Vanquisher, and you are to slay 150 Scarlet Soldiers and destroy 10 Scarlet Ballistas. Essentially, this thing is a big undead dragon, essentially. What you'll do is you go through and you will, how can I put it? You will summon the dragon, you'll mount the dragon, well, you're already mounted when you summon him, but you ride around and you use various abilities to take out Scarlet Crusaders. Your primary ability is going to be like a frost breath that is sort of a ranged attack. you can also fly down and eat some of the Scarlet Crusaders. Now, I have not done this quest on an unmodded UI, but I'm assuming that that same thing you had back when you were doing the Grand Theft Palomino and when you were doing the minecarts and all that other stuff, I'm assuming all of that's that unique kind of custom UI is going to show up. So essentially what you're going to do now is you're going to fly around and you're going to kill. If you need to regen your health, you eat somebody. If you eat somebody, and I will stipulate, I did not really have any success with this because I always found that I took more damage trying to eat somebody than I got back. But it's really cool to see, even if you only try it once. Even if you die in the process, it's still really cool to try. Once you've completed your 150 Scarlet Soldiers and destroy 100 Scarlet Ballistas, and just so we're clear, by now you have killed probably close to 300 Scarlet Soldiers, because you've killed 100 on the boat, you killed 150 here, you've destroyed 10 other Ballistas, you've killed at least 30 or 40 other Scarlets. You're an utter monster at this point. Just so we're clear on the matter, you are a monster. So once you've completed that, you are told to report to Scourge Commander Thalinor at Broman Mill. This is your second to last quest. When you report there, you are told to speak to High Lord Dorian Morgraine. Morgraine will prepare you for battle. You are to attack Light's Hope Chapel. Now, of the entire Death Knight starting experience, that single event, the battle at Light's Hope Chapel, is utterly my favorite part of the entire starting experience. For those who don't know me, maybe you're new to this, maybe you're just listening through the Aspodmo, I'm a huge fan of the Argent Dawn, of Tyrion Forge Ring, of the whole plot arch of the Ashbringer and the Morgraine family and all this stuff. I'm a huge fan of all of that. So this part really, really got to me. I loved it. If I could go back and do that one fight over and over again a dozen times in a row, I would happily do so. I can't, so, you know, whatever. But so basically what you're going to do is you're going to attack the Light's Hope Chapel. I'm not going to spoil it because it'd be rude of me to spoil it. But at the end of that series of events, when you can once again, you know, do what you want, you are no longer a servant of the Lich King. You are a Knight of the Ebon Hold, and your leader is Tyler Durian Morgraine. This is the point when you get the Deathgate spell, because now you're actually going out into the world, and you are told to take back Acheris. So you use your Deathgate, go back to Acheris. Now, I want to point out before I continue, in the original point before the next quest, the final quest of the Death Knight starting experience, at the end of that last quest, instead of getting your Deathgate spell, you passed out of sorts, or whatever. And when you woke back up, so to speak, you're back in Acheris, and it was normal. But they added this one about 3 or 4 patches after I completed it on Aizen, so it did change, and all the Death Knights had to go back and do this. Basically, what you have to do is you have to slay 10 Scourge and help kill Patchwork. Now, the key there is that help kill. You do not need to have credit for it. All you need to have done is helped in the fight. So if you have 100 Death Knights sitting there, all you need to do is kill Patchwork once, and you get credit for it. The 10 Scourge is pretty easy to do. Basically, what you're doing is you're cleaning out the Lich King's forces who are still left over in the Ebon Hold. Once you are done this, you are given a quest to go back to... Well, if you are Alliance, you get a quest to go back to King Varian. Now, if you are Horde, you get a quest to go back to Thrall. The difference is, unlike before they put this in, if I was in Stormwind, people loved me. I was a human, no big deal. Then they put this in. Well, I'm not loved anymore. Aizen was actually in Stormwind when this happened, and he died. I had to rez outside of the city at the Spirit Healer and take my Deathgate back. Because until you are sent by Darian Morgraine to complete the Death Knight starting experience, they absolutely despise you. When you are sent back, they still thoroughly hate you. They are talking about stringing you up, that you killed their families, and all this other stuff. I both liked it and hated it. I did not like the fact that I had bananas and rotten tomatoes and apples being thrown at me, but it was a fun quest. It was a fun experience because you can't fight back, you can't attack anybody, you're silenced so you can't even do spells, you can't talk, you can't do anything, you can't even ride your horse. All you can do is walk through the cities of either Stormwind or Orgrimmar and put up with the punishment. That's all you can do. So essentially what you do is you go to your respective leader. They want to kill you. They tell their soldiers to grab you and to take you and kill you. And then you hand over your letter. Well, if you're Horde, I believe the letter you get is from Tyrion Bordering, who is, if you know lore, important to a good friend of Thrall's. It's Eitrig, who you'll find in Thrall's chamber. Eitrig was a orc shaman that Tyrion Bordering lost his place in the Order of the Silver Hand, lost everything he had, everything he owned, and everything he possessed, every title he had, to save. And therefore, Thrall has kept Tyrion Fordring as a key, you know, person he trusts in the Alliance, or of the human race. Varian Ring, I believe, also gets a letter from Tyrion Fordring, and Varian remembers that Tyrion's a good man, and all this other stuff. So, once you hand your letter over, your respective leader says that Death Knights are all nice again, we all love them, and all this other stuff, and once again, you're complete. Everything is good, everybody loves you, you can actually go back to being the son of your faction, and proceed to use your evil, death-dealing magics all over the place. So that's pretty much it. Once you're done that, you can go back to Acherus, you can fly out to Blasted Lands, go through the gate, or the portal to Outlands. Essentially, you can do whatever you want. You should be 58 by now. You can, you know, do your training. The final quest that you turn into Varian Rin should put you to 58, if you are not already. At this point, you want to go back to Acherus, because that's the only place you'll find a Death Knight trainer. So, that's pretty much it. That's your Death Knight starting experience quests in a look. It's an absolutely amazing place. It's an amazing implementation of the phasing experience. Even if you do not plan to continue playing a Death Knight, I recommend at least making one once, because it's a great series of quests. It's a fun experience, and even if you don't like killing, it's something you should at least experience. That is my opinion. I don't know about anybody else in the world, but that is my opinion about the Death Knight starting experience. So that's about it for this episode of the All Things Azeroth Napod Pomo. Do stay tuned tomorrow for Grace's episode of All Things Azeroth for whatever she's planning to do. I am absolutely not sure what she's going to have on her plate. This show will be released on the 10th of November. In a couple of days is the release parties. A lot of us are going to midnight launches. A bunch of us are going to be playing WoW. Wrath of Lich King expansion that day on the 13th of November. I'll be showing you guys my box, my collector's edition box. I'm planning to clean off my desk. I'm planning to reposition my camera so that you can see more of a wide angle. And I'm going to show you what comes in my collector's edition box. There's actually a thing out there right now on the web over on deathknight.info. There's a link to it where a German guy got a hold of his game, both the regular and the collector's edition, and he does an unboxing of it. Well, I want to do an English version, and I want you guys to be here to see that. So I'm going to be recording live on Stick'em the video from that, and I'll be posting it after we're done. But I want to show you guys what the box that I get looks like. So that's about it for this episode of All Things Azeroth, and I do hope that you guys will come back in a day or so and listen to the next Azpodmo. Go to allthingsazeroth.com for more information on the National Podcast Post Month. Track me on Twitter. The show's Twitter is All Things As. My personal Twitter is Medros, and Grace's is Grace at GRAECE. And do stay tuned for more of the National Podcast Post Month here on All Things Azeroth. Take care, happy hunting, and see you in Outlands.